folks. So I'm just out walking my dog in this nice stretch of woodland here, one of my favourites in Northumberland, very quiet little place. And I've been here, I must have been here 100 times, but I've never actually noticed that along the little stream, the little riverbank, there's this wall here. You can see it there. And I've walked past it 100 times and I've never even noticed that there's a wall here. And it's so old, it's been there for so long that there's a tree growing out of it. And another one there. And I think, I've grown to love this kind of thing as well, because you can see the mark of the English all over England, because there's men would have spent weeks or months of their lives constructing this wall, probably to hem the water in and drain the land. There's a couple of pipes sticking out. But one of the things that I like about it is that when you're in England, you'll see part of the landscape and you'll think it's nature, you'll think it's just part of the natural world, and it actually isn't. In fact, almost nothing in England is untouched by the hands of Englishmen. And here we see it again. And so what you think of as being the natural landscape is actually manufactured. And you can legitimately say the Englishman kind of cleaved England out of the earth. He moulded it, every part of it. Even when you think you're in an area which hasn't been touched on natural beauty, it isn't actually the case. Men would have spent months there. There's a whole story behind those bricks and how they were laid, and where they got that sandstone, where they got the sandstone from, how they transported it, and just the fact that they wanted to drain the land in the first place, because then they're going to have more arable farmland, less floods. And so the landscape itself is purely like we literally built this country, we literally carved this country with our own bare hands everywhere you look. And it reminds me a little bit of Lord of the Rings when you see these huge statues from long gone civilizations with moss on top of them in the wilderness. When I was younger, I used to prefer the sort of virginal expanses of Alaska. I never went there, just on pictures and stuff. Always used to imagine how amazing it was and how nobody had been there. And that was, there's something in that. There's something where you want to explore it and you want to be the first man there. There's certainly that drive in Englishmen as well. And in most Europeans, I think. But as I've grown older, I've become much more in tune with just what's close at hand and what's at home. And you see it here. Everywhere you look in England, you think you're in a place which has never been touched before. Which is just natural, and it isn't. It's a product of the Englishman's hard work. And this wall here is so old that there's a massive tree growing out of it. I don't know what kind of tree that is. My dad would shoot us for not knowing that, but nevertheless, it's obviously been there for a long time if you've got a tree growing out of a wall like that. The wall must be hundreds of years old. There's even somewhere along there, there's a little pipe. So there's a whole network being built to drain the land up above to make it less flooded, less chaotic, more better farmland. And the results all around, everywhere you look in the countryside in England, is the hand of the Englishman. It's our land. England is ours. We pulled it out of the earth. Because if they didn't do this, the land around it would be much different. It would be mainly flooded. It would be like a boggy marsh. And so even the fact that it isn't boggy marsh is just part of the Englishman working the land. Make it bit by bit, brick by brick, stream by stream, making England over the centuries, over the millennia, what it is, which is a pretty nice place when you get away from the cities and into the countryside. And everywhere you look, there's little signs of it. And I just think it's a wonderful thing. Catch you later, folks.